Hello and welcome again to my podcast for the 26th Sunday of Ordinary Time. How quickly the year seems to be going. We are, in a sense, galloping towards the end of the liturgical year. Only another 8 Sundays to go, I think, by calculation. Anyway, echoing the complaint heard in last Sunday's readings, today's first reading again presents the protest that God isn't fair. Why does he punish with death one who begins in virtue but falls into iniquity, while granting life to the wicked one who turns from sin? This is the question that Jesus takes up in the parable in today's gospel. The first son represents the most heinous sinners of Christ's day, tax collectors and prostitutes, who by their sin at first refused to serve in the Lord's vineyard, the kingdom. At the preaching of St. John the Baptist they repented and they did what was right and just. The second son represents Israel's leaders, who said they would serve God in the vineyard, but refused to believe John when he told them they must produce good fruits as evidence of their repentance. Once again, this week's readings invite us to ponder the unfathomable ways of God's justice and mercy. He teaches his ways only to the humble, as we hear in today's psalm. And in the epistle today, St. Paul presents Jesus as the epitome of that humility, by which we come to be obedient and surrender to God's holy will. That was a wonderful summary and, if you like, introduction to the homily of today, and I acknowledge Dr. Scott Hahn for that. He issues an email called Reflections on the Sunday Readings, and very often I find that he is so good at summarizing all of the scripture that we hear and bringing out a common theme, if you like. At the end there, he said, Christ is the epitome of humility, and that we come to be obedient and to surrender God's will through Christ. So today I'd like to reflect upon God's holy will. And here I am reminded of the words of our own dear St. Mary MacKillop, who said that the holy will of God is like a dear book that she never tires of reading. In fact, every time we say the Our Father, we pray, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will is first of all contained in the Ten Commandments and the great command of Christ to love one another as he has loved us. In Christ's great command, there is the summary or the summation of all the other commandments. Christ's great command expresses God's entire will. Another aspect of God's holy will is to gather everything in creation into Christ and to give us an inheritance. In the collect for today's Mass, we pray for the grace to become heirs to the treasures of heaven. Christ alone, as perfect man and divine Son of God, has perfectly fulfilled the Father's holy will, which is why only he can save and sanctify us. So we are able to do God's will because of Christ, in Christ, and through Christ. United with Jesus and with the power of the Holy Spirit, we can do what we are otherwise incapable of doing, that is, surrendering our will and doing what is pleasing to the Father. To refer to the parable again, we enter the kingdom of heaven not by speaking words, but by doing the holy will of our Father in heaven. Saint José María Escrivá, the founder of Opus Dei, had a succinct and practical formula we can aspire to when it comes to the will of God. He said that we move through stages when it comes to God's will. The first stage is to be resigned to the will of God. The second stage is to conform ourselves to the will of God. The third stage is to want the will of God. And lastly, the fourth stage is to love the will of God. I wonder where you are on those stages. I think perhaps we can find ourselves sometimes in more than one, but there is a progression through the four stages. We are happy to resign ourselves to the will of God, then we conform ourselves to his holy will, then we find ourselves wanting or desiring the will of God, and lastly we love the will of God. All the saints in heaven can assist us to do the holy will of God. And especially I encourage you to turn to the saints you love, your patron saints, to ask their help to do the will of God. And of course, Our Lady Mary has a primacy among them all because she is Queen of all saints. She uniquely heard the word of God and kept it, as we hear in Luke chapter 11, verse 28. This Thursday begins the month of October, which in our beautiful Catholic tradition is the month of the Rosary. It was in this month, in 1917, on the 13th day, that the apparitions of Our Lady at Fatima to St. Jacinta and St. Francisco Marto and their cousin Lucy dos Santos culminated with the miracle of the sun. The feast of Our Lady of the Rosary is kept on October the 7th. I want to encourage you today to take up the practice of praying the Rosary, especially during October, or perhaps to pray it more often than you currently do, or to continue with even greater devotion the praying of it daily that you already do. The Rosary is a tested and loved prayer of the Church. At Fatima, Our Lady asks that the Rosary be prayed every day to combat all the evils that assail us, that assail the Church, and that are present in the world. To pray for peace and to pray in reparation for sins. The Rosary is a way of entering into Mary's heart, her heart of wisdom and receptivity to God. The Rosary is also a very flexible way of making sure you pray every day. It can be as simple as one decade or the usual five decades. You can spread it over a day, or you can say it all at one time. The Rosary can be prayed for special intentions or for people whom you love. And it can be a reflective recalling of the events of our salvation in the life of Christ and of his Blessed Mother. The Rosary too is a powerful spiritual weapon against temptation and sin. If it is said every day, it is a powerful means to experience within us the victory of Christ over sin. Brothers and sisters, to discern God's holy will is not easy, and to do God's holy will is hard, but it is possible. It is possible with our good resolutions and the help of divine grace. And with our good resolutions and the help of grace, we will know God's ways, and we will give him glory by our lives. Praised be Jesus Christ and Mary Immaculate. Amen.